GX94, I'm Evan Montgomery, joined with Jess Moskaluk. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, this is an exciting day. We got new music. Let's talk Last Rodeo.
Yeah, I'm so excited. New Music Day is always a really fun one. Last Rodeo is a little bit different for me, and I don't do a ton of love songs. So that's how you know this one's extra special to me.
Now, in November, you wrapped up the Life for Me tour, and this was a big tour. You were on the road for quite a while. How did it feel to finally get off the road and be back at home?
It felt great. I feel bad saying that because I had a blast on the road and it was so fun. But there really is nothing quite like coming home, especially once you've accomplished something like that. Like, it really did feel like a massive accomplishment to do what was, for me, the biggest tour I've done so far to date. And it was really an amazing experience, and getting home just feels so much more rewarding when you can be like, okay, now it's Christmas and I can take a breath and spend lots of time with friends and family. And it was really great.
Now, I'm not always up to date on social media, so thanks to listening to Danny Ismond during the GX94 Top 50, I found out that you're expecting. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Now, my sleuthing says April is the due date. Is the bundle of joy hopping on the tour bus come May, or what's your plan?
We were on the tour bus, whole Life for Me tour. But yes, once they are Earthside, they'll probably join us at some shows. Things aren't really slowing down for very long.
Now, what is the most interesting piece of unsolicited advice you've gotten about parenthood?
Oh, gosh. Huh, that's a really good question. I don't know what the most interesting one is. The most common one that I get, and I think this is people feeling bad that I don't get to have a mat leave, but it's just saying that the baby will adjust to you. That's the most common piece of advice.
Is there a plan you have in your hopes and dreams, and saying, this, I'm not going to let this kiddo do this, or they're going to do this, that then in a year from now I can come back and go, so was that what happened? Do you have any wild plan?
Not really. To be honest, most of my friends have kids and a few of them at this point, and so I've watched a lot of people do that very thing. So I'm so cautious for, like, saying things like, my kid will never.
Yeah, whatever. it can come back and bite you in the butt real quick. I have learned from experience.
Yes, exactly. So I really haven't made very many of those statements. And Clay and I are both pretty ready to kind of roll with the punches and do what works for us and the child. So we'll see what that is. But there's no way of knowing until they get here.
Something a little more behind the scenes. You've been acting as an artist manager for a couple of your label mates. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, it's been cool. It's flown by. I think it's been almost 2 years now that's been a thing. I manage two artists by the name of Savannah Jade and another Saskatchewan-based artist actually named Josh Stumpf. And both of their trajectories are just like soaring right now. They're doing so well. They're incredible artists who are making really great music. So it's been so cool and fun to work with them.
Now, Last Rodeo, a great song. I have a feeling it's going to be going on some of these wedding playlists. As well, you aren't afraid of remixes. So here, I have an idea for a future remix down the road for Last Rodeo.
Okay, let me hear it.
The Yodel remix.
Oh!
You know where we're putting that yodel on there? I can't do it. Should I do it? I'll do it. Last rodeo, but do a real yodel. That's my idea.
You know what? I really like that. And actually, I just watched some clips of Family Feud the other day.
Yeah, Kissel was doing it.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have Kissel jump on and he can make his yodeling debut.
All right. In the meantime, thanks so much, Jess. Where should we follow you? Where should we learn all of your secrets?
You can learn all my secrets on Instagram, TikTok. Just follow me at Jess Moskaluk, I think is the handle for most of them. I'm on socials as much as I can be.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jess. It's Last Rodeo.